Set your photo apps down, iPhone photographers. It's time for Tiny Shutter Podcast with your hosts, Keith Tharp, Mark Sadowski, and Matt Hoffman. Suck it, Android.
That's right. We're back from vacation, back from having fun and enjoying ourselves, and back to work. My name is Keith Tharp.
I'm Mark Sadowski.
I'm Matt Hoffman.
Let's dig right into it today, boys. We are going to talk about something very amazing. In iPhones could possibly cure cancer news. If you are willing to take 23. If you're willing to take 23 nude pictures of yourself, there's an app that can now diagnose you with skin cancer. That's right. If there's one thing that celebrities and politicians have taught us, it's that having naked photos of yourself on your cell phone is never a good idea. Or perhaps, unless you have done... unless you're done doing detect the skin cancer, those concerned about modesty might prefer to risk the disease rather than take pictures of themselves in the nude. So that's right. There is a iPhone app out from the National Cancer Institute that can help possibly diagnose you with skin cancer. That sounds like something I don't want to do. I could even go ahead and take 23 nude pictures of myself. I don't care, but I don't want to know if I have skin cancer or not, I don't think.
Like to go to the doctor for that kind of stuff.
That's kind of where I stand. I'm going to pass on this.
Yeah, call me old-fashioned.
I actually recently went to the doctor because I thought that I had something going on my lips, and they said I'm at high risk, but I'm in the clear right now, so I have no desire to have nude photos of myself on my phone.
There's a story in there somewhere, and I'm afraid to ask.
Just keep a big.
That did not sound good. Dang it!
Just keep a big brimmed hat on. You'll be all set.
Lip balm.
Let's get out of here. Instagram. So Instagram is now at their 2-year anniversary. Can we get a little fanfare? Yay!
Suck it, Android.
That's not it? Oh, sorry.
After 2 years, what they decided to do was let everybody know that they're happy and thankful for all of their followers, as well as releasing the first ever Instagram photo uploaded.
And what do you know? It's a stupid foot photo.
It's a picture of a foot. and so this is a nice segue into me letting our audience know. I have a new rule now. I'm putting my foot down, and I am not going to be pressing. I'm not going to be double tapping on any more foot photos. I've just seen enough of them. I won't be double tapping on any more foot photos unless they just totally wow me.
Has to be one heck of a foot, huh?
It does. And in Instagram's defense, this one also has a dog in it, so
that makes it better.
Yeah, I guess. I'm one to talk.
So moving on into Tiny Shutter is amazing news. Wanted to thank all of our amazing fans and remind everybody to use hashtag Tiny Shutter. We now have well over 1,000 photos in the hashtag Tiny Shutter feed. Head over there, check out the amazing pictures as well as adding yours. We love to see them. And keep it up. Thanks for being our fans, and thanks for listening to the show. The show is actually, just for those of you that are listening, you're not the only ones. This show is taking off more than Mark and I and Matt could have ever imagined. I mean, it's blown away all of our other podcasts. It's doing amazing, and thank you very much. It keeps all the great feedback. Like all the great emails, it keeps us kind of excited about coming back and doing it again and again, week after week after week after week.
We have meaning in our lives.
Yes. I look forward to Tuesday nights.
I absolutely love this. This has been great, and I will commemorate it with this.
Suck it, Android.
Sorry, I had to get one more in there.
That's enough of that.
they know what they did wrong.
I don't want to upset our two Android fans. Lastly in news, there's just too darn much iPhone 5 rumor news to even care about anymore. The iPhone 5 rumor mills are churning like mad right now. I can't even get any legitimate news anymore because they're just filled with all this fluff about iPhone 5 crap, and it's most of it is everything that we've already told you guys about. If anything new does pop up, I'll let you know. But other than that, there's really no other exciting news, so let's move into this week's feature, guys. And what we're going to do this week, folks, is talk to you about a iPhone accessory called the OloClip. It is a slip-over lens that goes – it works for iPhone 4s and iPhone 4s's, and it goes over the camera to only be used on the rear-facing camera, which is now called the EyeSight camera. And basically, you get three lenses with this device. It gives you a fisheye, a macro, and a standard wide-angle or a regular wide-angle or whatever you want to call it, wide-angle. It widens the field of view. So we're gonna chat about our experiences with that, because each one of us has had some time to spend with it, and each one of us has our own opinions on it. And you guys want to flip a coin, or
I'll go first. I already posted a review on this, so I pretty much said everything, and I have nothing else to say. No, I'm kidding. I think the OloClip is probably the best lens accessory that has come out for the iPhone. Period. I think it's extremely well built, is very solid, very light, and it just has that perfect fit for your lens. I mean, it hands down. The wide angle is really, really great. That's probably my favorite. The macro is it's awesome. The quality of the photos that you get is perfect. You can really, really get up close on your subject. And the fisheye, it's a very nice fisheye, but I have no use for it. the biggest thing that I look for in these lenses is that perfect fit. I remember having the magnetic lenses from Photo Jojo, and they would always leave that vignetting on the side of the photo. It's partially obscured. There's just no way I could get around that. And you don't have that problem at all with the OloClip. And it's such a very snug, secure fit that, I mean, it's absolutely perfect.
Let me start off by saying, initially, I am against having to carry anything other than my iPhone. So if you tell me that you have an iPhone accessory and it's something that I'm going to have to keep in my pocket or carry in my hand or find a bag to carry it in or something like that, my first instinct is, why on God's earth? Why? I like my iPhone. I like it because I can stick it in my pocket and I can do my photography, my iPhone photography with it, and I can enjoy it, and I don't have to mutz and fuss with a camera bag. If I wanted to do that, I'd bring my DSLR with me. It's basically what my preconceived notion is. I was willing, however, obviously, because it's what we do here on the Tiny Shutter, to put that aside and give this a legitimate review based on the OloClip's performance. The build quality on the OloClip is awesome, right? It's really well built. It has what is that? What do you call that? That aluminum, the anodized, is that what it is?
I don't recall.
Yeah, it's like this red color. It's really attractive, right? So what Mark's mentioned is the fisheye. The fisheye is a wide fisheye. It's so wide that you actually start to catch the edges of the inner sides of the lens. It gives you like as much width and fisheye-ness as it possibly can. And for me, fisheye is fisheye. Just like Mark mentioned, you know, he's got no use for it. I have a use for it. It's got a creative kind of appeal to it. But I mean, set that aside. It is what it is. It's a fisheye. The quality's great. I mean, it gives you that distorted look. It's a legitimate fisheye distorted look, and it looks great. When you unscrew, when you unscrew the fisheye portion of the lens, take it right off. You now have your macro.
No.
Is that not right, or is that backwards?
Backwards.
It's the wide angle.
Oh, it's the wide angle that you unscrew?
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, let's just forget about how you get there, and let's talk about the macro. the macro the macro lens is very crisp and clean. You guys know I was before getting this, I was a huge fan of the macro cell band from Photo JoJo.
Yes,
which I'm still a moderately good fan with. My one big nit on that thing was its cost. It was relatively expensive for what you were getting, a rubber band with a piece of plastic, basically. The quality from the Oloclips macro is better. I mean, you're getting a better piece of lens. It's a better finished quality. I don't think it gets as close as the macro cell band, but it gets pretty damn close, and it's a really good quality picture. The nice thing, the last lens is the wide angle lens, and it's nice. It definitely gives you a wider look. If you guys saw from a couple episodes the rainbow picture that we talked about,
yeah,
I had fortunately had the Oloclip with me that day, and without the wide angle portion of the Oloclip on, I would not have been able to catch front to back or beginning to end of the what do you call the stupid colorful things that go in an arch?
The rainbow.
That's it. through using it, I overcame my dislike of having something with me. It fits easily enough in the pocket. It wasn't a horrible burden, and I was glad to have it rather than my unhappiness about having something in my pocket. It was a great product, and I'm glad I had it, and I would definitely recommend it.
Cool. Yeah, my experience with it was actually pretty similar to yours, Keith. You know, first off, I was pretty impressed with the quality of it. You know, it was the part that fits over the phone is plastic, but it felt pretty solid. It didn't feel like anything that was going to break. The tolerances are ridiculously tight. The thing fits so snugly on the phone, so there is really no way you're going to lose it. When you put it on the phone, it's not going to fall off or anything like that. I found the image quality to be great. I really can't tell any difference in image quality between just the regular lens on the iPhone and the wide-angle lens. And then the only thing that I noticed was with the fisheye lens, it gets a little desaturated at the edges, but I think that's a pretty common problem with fisheyes. And like you, Keith, I thought, you know, this kind of sucks. I like having a case on my phone, and I don't really want to have to carry an extra thing with me. But when I took it out to use it, I just put it in my pocket and almost forgot I even had it with me. So it's really not a very obtrusive thing. So I do like it. I just wish there was something like it that worked with a case on the phone.
Yeah, I mean, from what I understand from the creator, he said that in order for the Oloclip to work, it has to be like less than half a millimeter away from the lens to get that perfect image quality. So I can understand why he did it as an iPhone only rather than adjusting to cases. And cases, I mean, you have such a wide variety of cases. It's kind of impossible to fit it universally.
Yeah, I understand that. I just, I don't know. I'm a case guy.
Yeah, I hear that.
Two cases on this show, so you guys don't really like my cases.
So let's kind of can we? Does anybody have a few nits about it that they'd like to mention? Is there anything that you're like be wary of this or that or anything?
My only gripe about the Oloclip is that I wish it was a different lens other than the fisheye. That's it. That's my only gripe. As far as everything else goes, I think it's perfect.
Yeah, that, and I wish it worked with a case.
So I have one, I think only one, and that is that, well, it's not really a nit as much as it is just a something to be aware of, and that is that you have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 lens surfaces on the Oloclip. The bag that it comes in doubles as a cleaning cloth, and you'll need it because all those surfaces collect dust, all those surfaces collect fingerprints, and it's just you have to handle it, obviously, to get it on and off. And in that process, obviously, it collects dust and it collects fingerprints. So it's just something to be aware of, is that, you know, that it does have those, that many surfaces that have to have attention given to them.
Yeah.
Which actually, now that I think about it, leads me to my second kind of point or care or concern or wish, is that the lens caps, you know, I don't want them to be lanyarded, but I wish they weren't loose. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
You know, because I didn't lose them, but I was constantly afraid that I was going to lose them. And then my other thing is, you know, a few weeks back, we kind of did a mention of a product called a high low lens, and that during the video, the guy showed it was capable of it was incorporated into a keychain. The Olo clip might be too big for that. But I liked that idea. I thought that was a neat idea of having the accessory kind of incorporated into something that's on your keychain, where obviously your keys are still going to go into your pocket occasionally. But it's just a way of kind of maybe keeping a lanyard type of attachment to it or something. And I don't know if that's something that's possible or whatnot. But
I never give that any thought. That seems cool. I guess my only other gripe is that. You got to kind of wonder what's going to have – actually, I take that back. It's not a gripe so much. But a concern is the new iPhones coming out, and knowing that it needs X amount of width to stay on the phone, how is it going to perform with a new iPhone? Now, obviously, the inventor couldn't foresee this, but
– You mean as far as the thickness of the new body?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I mean, obviously it doesn't work with the 3GS either. So, you know, there'll probably be another, depending on what the form factor of the next iteration of the iPhone is, you know, there'll just be a next version to kind of cope with whatever it has to as far as that.
Right. If you plan
Hopefully
on buying
it's something that it can work.
Yeah. If you plan on buying the iPhone 4 or the iPhone 4S anytime soon, then yeah, this is a no-brainer to get this one. I think this is the best lens that you can get for your iPhone right now.
Yeah, I mean, I'll go a step further. If you have a 4 or a 4S and you intend on keeping them and not buying this particular iteration, some people skip an iteration or some people skip two or whatever. I have a 4 right now and I plan on getting the 5. Mark, you have a 4S and you're probably going to be skipping the next one, right?
We'll see what happens with contracts.
But I mean, you have it and whatnot, so I mean, it's... I'm slipping my mind as to what the entry cost is. Is it $79?
It's $70.
$70. Honestly, if this is something you do, if iPhone photography is something you enjoy, my honest opinion, and that's we can kind of go around the table on that and ask, is my opinion is it's worth it. It's worth the $70 to me. I use it. I love it. I enjoy it. And when I do get the iPhone 5, I will buy one so that I can have it, as long as they come out with an iteration and there's something that will work with the iPhone 5. It's something that I will buy because I enjoyed having it that much.
Ditto. When I finally upgrade to the iPhone 5, I plan on upgrading my Olo clip, providing the guy makes a version for the iPhone 5. Yeah. And I think it's worth the price too.
Yeah, I have a year to go till I upgrade, so we'll see if I'm getting an iPhone 5 or whatever's after that. But I don't know. I don't know if I'll use this as much as it sounds like you guys would. So I'm still on the fence.
Do you feel like So what's your kind of take on whether or not you would purchase it? / is it worth the $70?
I think if you don't have a case on your phone that's a pain in the ass to take on and off, then it's definitely worth the $70. Like I really was impressed with the lenses and the quality of it. It's definitely a good piece of equipment, but for me, it's just a hassle to use.
Yeah.
Well, I can see that because you do a lot of adventure stuff, so you need to have that extra protection for the iPhone. So it doesn't fall off a cliff or
yes,
get eaten by a shark. And I wish I was exaggerating those things. But
all right, boys. Well, that's that, folks. We are in talks with the maker of OloKip to get him on the show. It should happen within the next next few weeks, and I do believe that whether it's our review copy or whether it's another copy from him, I do believe we will be giving one away.
Yep.
So stay tuned for that. I know we teased the announcement on that, but we're going to hold off on the official announcement until we get him on the show. So that's it for this week's review. Let's move into this week's focus points. And Matt, why don't you go first?
All right. I got an interesting one this week that a friend turned me on to. It's a gadget called the BioLite. And you guys just mentioned about how I'm pretty outdoorsy, and this thing goes right along with that. It's basically a camping stove that uses the fire to charge your iPhone. So basically it converts the energy from the fire into electricity, and has a little converter on it, and you could plug the iPhone into the converter with a USB cord, and apparently it packs just as much punch as plugging your iPhone into your laptop. So I know a lot of people use these bottles, whether you are outdoorsy or not, but a lot of people have Nalgene bottles, and this thing's about the size of a 1 liter Nalgene bottle, and basically it's just a little stove. You just cram sticks or whatever kind of flammable things you want to jam in there and light it on fire and rock and roll.
That is awesome.
That's pretty awesome. But,
so it's definitely a – oh, go ahead, Keith.
I was just going to say, but that's another something you got to drag out in the woods, right?
Well, it is. And
not really something you want to do in the bedroom.
No. Here's where I kind of stand on this. There's all kinds of techie gizmos and gadgets to bring into the outdoors now, you know, GPS units and solar cells that you could plug your gadgets into to charge them. And I've been doing this outdoorsy stuff for a long time, backpacking, and I've always gotten along just fine without any of that kind of stuff. And I try to keep it that way. It's kind of the reason I go out there in the first place, is to get away from the computer and email and all that kind of stuff.
And beat the shit out of a shark or something.
Yes, which that's coming up soon. since I've had an iPhone, I do from time to time use the GPS on the phone. And it is kind of fun. Obviously, I'm taking pictures with the phone while I'm out on my adventures, and it would be nice to not have to be so conservative with it because, you know, I'm about to run out of juice. And if I'm backpacking or camping, a stove is something I have to bring with me anyway, so why not have one that I could take advantage of by charging my phone with it?
There you go.
Nice.
Neat little focus point. I'll go.
Wait, what's the price on that?
Oh, it's like $1 billion.
Yeah, it's somewhere in that neighborhood. I'm going to be honest with you. I do not know what the price of it is. It's $129. I lied. I do know the price.
I'm going to be honest with you. I just lied.
I love this show.
I'm going next, Mark.
Go for
Thanks,
it.
Matt. So my focus point for the week is an app called InstaFocus. InstaFocus is a curated list of good Instagrammers, or Instagram's finest photographers is the way they're labeling it. So instead of going to the popular feed, which we all know is a waste of time and is pert near worthless, InstaFocus is basically a place where you can find new and intriguingly, amazingly good, whatever, Instagram photographers that you may or may not want to follow. So yeah, this is a I can't even talk.
I was lost like a whore in a church.
I don't know why that's so funny.
So it's cool. It's a kind of a community based curated group. Rather than having a computer algorithm tell you who you should follow, like, which is what the Instagram popular feed is. This is people who are saying yes or no. And so now they are taking nominations. They have 350 photographers that they've started with, and now they are now accepting nominations for other people you may or may not feel, or obviously you would feel, that they should be part of this InstaFocus thing. And I would imagine they'll start to categorize out and stuff like that as well, too. But anyway, it's a free app on the App Store, and it is called, again, InstaFocus.
Nice.
Yeah, I have it. I think it's pretty sweet. There's a lot of good pictures on it.
Cool.
My focus for this week is kind of along the Instagram line, but mine is called InstaComment. And what this app does is basically organizes anybody who has responded to one of your pictures. Now, when you get your newsfeed on Instagram, it's a combination of comments and people that have liked your photos. So you have to scroll through this, you know, in some cases, one person can like about like 20 photos of yours. Somebody goes through your portfolio and your account and just basically goes on a liking spree and then comments on one of them. And sometimes it's hard to pick out the one comment from all the likes. And this app just basically takes all the comments and allows you to reply to that person on that particular photo thread. So it makes it really convenient. It's free. And I like it. It's practical. Not much more to say about it. It's cool.
That's all I got to say.
That's all
that.
I got to say. It's really helpful. It's definitely a time saver, and it keeps track of the people that have commented, and it keeps track of whether you commented back to that particular person. So it's really cool. My only gripe about the app is that you need to constantly manually refresh the feed on InstaComment, but it's not that big of a deal. And for free, it's definitely doable.
So it helps you not miss comments.
Exactly.
Which is pretty key. I mean, for somebody like me who's got a small relatively small number of followers, I can keep up with my commenters. But I would imagine those folks, like similar to, you know, some of the people we follow, who get probably 10 or 12 or 15 or 20 an hour, and who still want to maintain that kind of personal relationship with their community, which I suggest. I mean, if you want people to comment, then thanking and commenting back is a good idea.
Yeah.
This is a really good app, because you probably get 35, 40 likes for every comment, right? Or 50 or 100 likes for every comment, right?
About.
And your comments would get buried and easily missed.
So this app just basically finds that needle in the haystack for you.
Very awesome.
Cool.
All right, guys, you ready to wind it down?
Sure am.
I have all sorts of other tips and information, but I'm going to save them for next week because we are limiting ourselves to one focus point apiece. Thank you very much for tuning in with us. Thanks again. We went sans focus group this week, and the focus group will be back again next week. Please make sure you check the Facebook page, or just head over to tinyshutter.com/focusgroup and get some information there. We are generally going live on Tuesday nights in the 9-ish, 9:30-ish kind of range. Thank you for tuning in with us. And Mark and Matt, why don't you guys let everybody know where they can find you?
You could find me normally at casualphotography.net, but I am going to invite some of you, if you guys want a podcast that's a little bit different, check out the Meatloaf podcast that we're all doing. It's a lot of fun. It's a lot of ranting and raving, but you can find it on iTunes, The Meatloaf, or go to themeatloaf.net. It's fun.
I'm just going to keep it pretty simple. Instagram, M. Hoffman Photo.
And you can find me over on Instagram at Keith_Tharp. Remember, you don't have to write this down. All you need to do is go to tinyshutter.com, and you can find links and information from today's show, as well as all of the information we just mentioned as far as finding us on the team page. Don't forget to hashtag your pictures with Tiny Shutter, and look forward to next week's episode when we are going to have more awesomely crazy, cool iPhone photography stuff. Thanks, guys, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Take care.
Bye-bye.